America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
JT O'Sullivan joining us on the River Islands guest line. Hey, JT, what's cooking, man?
Willard Dibbs, what's up, man? Happy Friday.
To you as well, man. So we're bebopping through your breakdown, which is beefy, man. That's a beefy breakdown of the Chiefs and Niners that you did.
You know, I'm not sure it's a good sign that a lot of my videos are getting longer and longer. It just makes me feel like I'm getting older and angrier.
Join the club.
Yeah, exactly. That does happen. But yeah, your reaction to a lot of what took place, I found interesting. Look, Brandon Ayuk's out for the year, but based on what you've seen on film, what has been going on this year in terms of Brandon and Brock being on the same page?
Well, I mean, I feel like it got off to a rocky start, right? You don't get the time that you would normally get in camp. You have some struggles early on. You have some drops. You know, you're missing a handful of the Avengers. It never feels like you quite got the entire cast there. So you're always, it just felt like there were always maybe some spots in the past that were kind of able to overcome because of personnel. Those blind spots now become a little bit more exposed, a little bit more obvious when, you know, there aren't quite as many weapons and things aren't going quite as clean as they have been kind of on schedule in the past few years. And so certain things that I think have been issues over the last few years are now just more aware more often because they're, you know, playing from behind, having to drop back and throw it, having to get exposed, having to get away from things that have been great in the past are just a little bit tougher now.
And how much of that, having different personnel, affects the quarterback's timing? And I'm thinking about the second interception to Ronnie Bell, where they clearly weren't on the same page. As a quarterback, does that make you a little bit more tentative when you don't have your usual guys out there?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially when your usual guys are really, really good. And so, yeah, absolutely. It's going to, you know, just the overall feel from being in the huddle when, you know, you've got a handful of Pro Bowlers, all pro elite guys in the huddle, so now all of a sudden you're missing a few pieces. Now the course of the game, you're missing even more pieces. Now you've got to deal with an injury in real time. And so those things get magnified, compound, and you know, the output is usually a performance like that where there are throws where you're like, there's no way we're missing that throw by that many yards. There's obviously some sort of disconnect between communication, expectation, attention to detail, all of the above.
JT O'Sullivan with us, Willard and Dibbs. Few times you noted, JT, that Brock Purdy's footwork looked off. A, could you explain that to our audience? And B, is that something that you see often with him or just in this game?
No, I mean, I personally would say that I really like Brock's footwork. And what I mean by that to me is his consistency of his lower half, his base, his ability to get the ball off quickly, play on time, on rhythm. There's very little wasted movement. it felt like things felt a little bit sped up for him. He's had a little bit more what I would consider wasted movement, where our feet quite aren't where they're supposed to be. Now, maybe, and some of that is certainly due to pressure and or hots or protections, and that's a whole different conversation probably. But the idea of just being comfortable and being decisive, you know, I think that was one of the things that was so really remarkable about Brock's kind of insurgence into this offense. He's always looked comfortable in the system. And then when you see it not look like that, you've got to start peeling back the kind of the layers and say, well, how did we get here? Obviously, we've got some personnel issues. Obviously, things are a little bit different when we aren't relying on the best running back in the game. We don't have that dynamic play pass tethered to that run game. We can't formation and motion people. We've got to drop back and throw it. You know, are we built to do that pass pro wise? Are we built to do that scheme wise? All those questions now start to kind of compound, and now you look a little bit more unsettled.
You mentioned hots and pressures, and it seems like they're not going to as many hots, and it feels like there's more pressure than ever. Are you looking at the scheme and seeing them maybe being too married to downfield throws as opposed to previous years?
I mean, I don't know if I would say it to that. I would say this past week, it felt like Brock was a little bit more aggressive down the field than maybe he has been in the past. And what I mean by that is it's easy to nitpick on the film when you take a shot, you don't hit it, and there's somebody else open underneath. And so that's one of those things where maybe that was the plan. Maybe they knew they needed to push the ball down the field that week. You know, there can be any number of different reasons why you would do that. I think the thing for me that has always been a concern with this unit, they are so elite, so good at so many things offensively, scheme-wise, specifically run game, play action, that intermediate in-breaker route that he can throw with anticipation and timing. When you can't do that, so now we have to throw it. Now we're down. You know, it's always been the question, can we come back? Can we do that consistently in the drop-back game and rely on him to make all the throws, you know, to get the ball out that for the drop-back game to have the answers that, quite frankly, you see many other places have that may be major in it when the 49ers probably minor in it.
JT, when Kyle Shanahan in recent years has been 3-4 or 3-5, he's been really good at making an adjustment midseason and getting things going the other way. What adjustment do you think he needs to make right now?
Well, I mean, the adjustment that's going to help a lot is when Christian McCaffrey comes back.
Right, sure.
I mean, that's going to make me feel a hell of a lot better. And it's one of those things where, yeah, and, you know, I always joke, like Captain Obvious, like, yeah, you need your best players to play at a high level, and that's what it's for. If we're taking more of the scheme-centric, you know, play-calling element of it, you know, I don't know if there's a way – I don't think there's any evidence to think that he is going to necessarily change or really – no, I don't want to say shouldn't. I think that there has been evidence in the past that – a more adaptive approach at the line of scrimmage, whether that's how the quarterback reads it, so what I would consider like a pure progression-centric offense, which I would say that they have in the passing game, versus an option where you can go up there and based on the coverage, you can dictate where the ball goes. And a little bit more flexibility at the line of scrimmage, and I think Brock has earned this opportunity to be able to have a little bit more latitude to feel like he's protected. Because when you turn on the film, and there's a disconnect between the pass pro unit and where it looks like Brock's eyes are and where his hot or sight adjust throws are, there's a disconnect there. I think those are things that there's way too many smart people on that side of the ball in that organization to have that on film. And so I feel like those are the types of things that you would be surprised if they don't get fixed. But I would have said that 3 years ago, too. And so they haven't been fixed. And to me, it's just how they play offense.
And how they play offense, is that kind of the norm in the league now where audibles aren't really what they used to be, and now audibles are more like, you know, having another play already called in the huddle and then you can default to that?
I mean, I probably think, you know, some of this is like a semantics conversation with the audibles thing.
Right.
Like, I don't think that there has ever been a quarterback that just has the latitude to go anywhere they want in the volume of an offense to call whatever they want. Like, people might want to cite like Peyton Manning and all the craziness he did at the line of scrimmage. But even then, I would bet that there was a menu of things. Like, guys just don't have the capacity to hold a Cheesecake Factory menu of plays and be like, I'm going to get to it with this look on the line of scrimmage. It just doesn't work that way. And so I think that there are different ways that football has adjusted for the quarterback and the pass protection unit to be able to make real-time changes at the line of scrimmage as far as declarations, who we're going to, where we're hot, that it just looks like this offense hasn't. And so,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think that they absolutely could, but it's one of those things, for whatever reason, they haven't. And when you look across the landscape of the league, you see a lot of quarterbacks at the line of scrimmage. It sure looks like they're redeclaring the protection. You know, you see guys like Caleb Williams. It's not a totally different system that he's running in Chicago. Caleb's a rookie. Caleb sure looks like he's declaring the protections for the line. And so it's one of those things where Brock doesn't have to do it all the time. And I don't think anybody in that building wants him with that kind of responsibility at the line of scrimmage. The offense is very good operating as it is, but on crucial down and distance and gotta have it moments, for him to have the flexibility, the command, and the capacity to do it, feels like you're not operating at the max capacity of the offense if you're not allowing him to grow into that.
JT O'Sullivan is with us here on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. JT, you've mentioned McCaffrey a couple times, and fans get it, right? Obviously, he's great. But Jordan Mason has done so many good things that I do think there have been games where people are like, no, it's fine. Can you sort of detail what the difference is in terms of what's at Kyle Shanahan's disposal with Christian in there instead of Mason?
Well, I mean, I would say Christian is one of the best offensive weapons in the league. Like, he can literally is a great running back, tailback in the backfield, but he also has the capacity to pass protect. He's also got the capacity to spread out and run an entire NFL wide receiver route tree. They run choices and options to him all the time. He's got the ability to run double moves down the field. He's what makes that kind of dynamic 21 personnel with Juszczyk so electric, because all those guys, when they're all healthy, can literally line up anywhere. So you can have, you know, you can have the tight end in the backfield. You can have the fullback at wide receiver. You can do all these crazy motions, and the defense doesn't know what to do. And so it makes the looks on defense have to be vanilla. When you've got a back there who's having a great time running the ball, but he's not that dynamic threat in the passing game. Maybe he has some mental errors in the pass protection world, and we get exposed. Those types of things just don't happen with a guy like Christian consistently.
And does this also affect the offense when you put in Ricky Pearsall, who's just played one game, and Jacob Cowing may have to play more this week? Does that limit what Kyle can do, knowing that he's got inexperienced wide receivers out there who maybe don't know all the nuances of his offense?
I mean, I would imagine it certainly does. It feels like over the course of the career with Shanahan in multiple stops, it's always been kind of hard. And maybe it's because I think he's a former wide receiver. The volume that he asks those guys to carry and do and the detail that goes into playing that position there, I can think of early when Ayuk was in the program, in the organization, being frustrated with some of the usage. And so it's a lot to have all that nuance and detail at the wide receiver position when maybe you're not used to that at the college game. So to come into a robust system and be asked to do it, you're probably not going to be asked to do the full catalog of things, and that's certainly going to handcuff the entire unit. And you can see it, I mean, just this past week, I thought they did a great job attacking the middle of the field versus the Chiefs, but they did it with Kittle. You know, there just weren't that many opportunities. The opportunities for the younger guys, they turned into, you know, a disaster interception. They turned into looking like, you know, we're not quite ready for the ball on certain crossers over the middle of the field. It just looked totally disconnected from when we have, you know, Ayuk out there who's running at full speed and they've had the full camp together and they're locked in and this unit is rolling the ball in the run game. It just looked and feels totally different.
Yeah, JT, you said that, I mean, it's clearly one of Brock Purdy's worst performances, but that he also didn't get a lot of help. What did you mean by that? Offensive line, receivers not getting open? What did you see?
Well, I mean, I think early in the game, Ayuk had a drop on a corner. That was a perfectly thrown ball. You know, you hit a big chunk like that, all of a sudden you got some momentum going. I feel like there were certainly issues with the pass protection where he's getting hit. You know, there was one play-action shot where they got the guard and the tight end falling over each other. And so things like that, you're not getting any help. You've got to, if you're not operating at full capacity with your talent on the perimeter, you need everybody else to be able to not necessarily step up, but just be consistent in their job, their role, counted on. You can't have a different air at a different spot every other play. That's going to make the whole unit look like it's a dumpster fire. And that's kind of what it felt like when you look at the entirety of the game.
Yeah, and it was a bit of a struggle, especially, you know, early on where they went three and out a couple of times and then Brock threw that first pick. I want to go back to that third interception he threw when they got down to the 5-yard line. What did you see in that interception where he was pressured and he threw it into what felt like triple coverage?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there is a good excuse there for me to kind of lay out for Purdy to make sense of that. I'm not sure what he said about the play. I would imagine it's one of those things where in a situation like that, you'd rather just eat it and have the sack. It's a kind of a counterintuitive thing, actually, in the tight red zone. Because the tight red zone, meaning like the 10 and in, it's really not the end of the world to take a sack there because the field goal for these guys nowadays is so easy at that chip shot type of range. You really don't want to put the ball in harm's way. So just feeling like, and again, there were many examples of this, but feeling like he just forced it and was not necessarily out of character aggressive, because I think he's been aggressive in the past and been able to make plays and extend. I think it's one of those things where it just felt so forced all day a couple times, and that was just another example of it, and it just was way too much in that moment. You don't give yourself a chance.
JT, a lot of the people listening have an emotional attachment to the 49ers. One of the reasons I love talking to you is you can kind of take that emotion out of it. When you look at the 49ers on film right now, sure, there's the injuries, the obvious stuff, but take the emotion out of it. Do you think it's going to be okay? Like, do you think they're going to figure this out?
Well, I mean, what's okay? Like, okay, like winning the Super Bowl, or okay, like we're going to win the division, be successful in the playoffs? I absolutely think that's okay.
Okay.
Like, I think you still have one of the absolute best play callers, and proven one of the better head coaches across the league. You've got a quarterback who's proven that he can play well for the vast majority of the time. You got a lot of weapons. Hopefully many of them will be coming back healthy soon. You know, do they feel like they're at the top echelon of the league, maybe where they have been in the last few years? Not right now, but it's only October. I mean, you know, if they're playing like this at the end of December, then it probably will be me a little bit more nervous. But, man, I still think it's one of the best systems, one of the best offensive rosters, huddles when they're fully healthy. They just have to get there.
I agree with you, but when I watch the games, and I never played in the NFL, I tried but didn't make it out of flag football as a 9-year-old, but do you see defenses that have maybe caught on to or caught up with the Kyle Shanahan system?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would say defenses. I feel like, right, like the beautiful thing about the NFL is it's so reactionary, right? We've got all this time between games. Well, when you're talking about the Chiefs, you're talking about one of the best defensive coordinators. You're talking about some very good coverage guys, some very what I would call elite, sticky, multiple looks on the back end kind of unit. And they've got a great player in Chris Jones that is a disruptor, a game wrecker at the line of scrimmage. So from that standpoint, has that unit caught up to him? You know, absolutely. There were reps in that game where it looked like Spags and company knew what was coming before it, the 49ers snapped the ball. As far as different leverage that looked like it was unexpected, where, you know, they're trying to run in and the defender's inside leverage and they've got no chance. Stuff like that, to me, feels like you got schemed up a little bit. But do I think the entire league has the capacity to do that? No way.
JT, great stuff, man. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
No problem, guys. Have a good one.
Okay. JT O'Sullivan here on Willard and Tibbs.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.